Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and this is Jared Hull, a grandson of Billy Brim, my Mimi. She is out right now. We are at the meetings, the Autumn Assembly here in Branson, Missouri. Of course, you guys won't be hearing it till a few weeks later, but like I said yesterday and the day before, what a blessing and gift to the body we have. The pastor, the Tripke pastors, Pastors Diana, calling the Tripke pastors. That's a great
reference. That's good, sure.
But Pastor Diana and Dieter from Kelowna, Canada, and they represent the Billy Brim Ministries in Canada, and as well as they pastor a church, Victory Life Fellowship, there. So I know we went kind of more into the what you guys are doing, and yesterday at the end of it, you know, Pastor Dieter started sharing the yielded vessel, the what he can do to with one person, one heart, yielded to the Father. Not with, you know, not getting all those, setting aside those insecurities or thoughts. Well, who am I? What am I? And what he did with you guys. And I want to say that one thing. I was just talking. You guys don't realize we're just flowing in and out of the radio. Radio just catches like half of the things we share. But a big mentor of mine is an old time from the late 1800s, a minister named Andrew Murray. And he said, what he said was there's so many Christians and pastors, and they spend they have their study time, they even have their prayer time. And he said, of those hours that they spend, not 1 minute do they actually hear or hear from what the Father or do or whatever the Father has. It's more so their plans and what they want to accomplish. And they don't sit in that time and they say, Father, what you want, and still their heart, and they quiet their heart and let the Father speak to them and move. And that's what we do for this radio broadcast. Father, we receive your will, and we receive the blood. We come by the boldness in the blood, not boldness by any feeling, but boldness in the blood through Jesus Christ at the right hand of God through your Holy of Holies, that we thank you, Father, for the word that to be said, to minister to those who are to hear, that your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And we thank you for your purpose in the name of Jesus and the lives that will be changed through this, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. No, it's awesome. You know, as we were talking earlier, just the seeking, yielded vessel.
Yes.
We talked a little bit in between about just how, you know, how are you going to save a nation? How is that going to come? And it starts with the individual. It starts with
that one individual. One individual.
One individual yielded to God. And I was sharing with Jared before that, you know, even on this program, I just feel to share a little about our national anthem.
Please.
And then, you know, read out some of the prophecies that have come out over Canada. And those of you that, you know, have sung O Canada, the last part of our anthem goes like this. It goes, O Canada, glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. And really, I take that as individually that I need to stand on guard for my country. I know each and every one of us, you know, wherever you're from, that we need to be standing in that place, standing in the gap, praying for our nation. How is that going to happen? Again, it starts with us individually yielded to God and taking that time listening to what he's saying, listening to, you know, we talk about being involved in church, being involved with Billy Brim Ministries. It didn't just happen overnight. It happened because day after day, we're seeking God. Day after day, we're doing what was before us. Day after day, and we're still doing that. We're just faithful with what we have.
Yes.
Listening to the Father and doing what we're supposed to do, you know? And anyways, back to our national anthem, standing on guard for thee. What does that mean? And there is a couple of scriptures that came out. One of them is in Matthew 26, verse 40. And it says this, and this is talking about Jesus. He came to the disciples and found that they were sleeping. And he said to Peter, he says, what? Could you not watch for 1 hour? And then it continues on in verse 42. The second time he comes to the disciples again, he finds them again sleeping. And I take that scripture and I take it to heart. And I ask myself the question, am I sleeping? And not just sleeping, physically sleeping, but there's so many different things in our society, in our world today that, you know, what's causing us not to be awake and alert the Spirit of God?
That's good.
That is on the inside of us as Christians. He's speaking all the time.
Yeah.
But what am I doing? Am I awake? And there's different words and different prophecies that have come out that have said, be alert, be awake. You know, we've heard Sister Billy talk about, you know, the awakening of America, awakening. And we take that same word and it's like Canada, awake. What does that mean? What does that mean to each and every one of us individually? Another scripture that came to me this morning was Proverbs 6, verse 10, which says this: a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands until we lie down to sleep. How many of us are, you know, a little sleep, a little slumber, and we don't even realize that we're sleeping and we're slumbering?
Right.
You know, Billy really exhorted us this morning in the session back to that place of holiness, listening to God, being very aware of those things that take us away from the presence of God.
Yeah.
You know, the more we seek Him, the more we're in that place of taking time with Him, the more power there will be.
Yeah.
So again, if we want to save a nation, where does it start? It starts with us individually. Starts with us. First things first. I think Chip even said that this morning. First things first. What does that look like? And sometimes we make it so spiritual. We go, okay, Lord, you know, I have to spend an hour or two in prayer and do this and do that. And, you know, we've said this so many times to our congregation. It's just taking that time in the morning, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
I yield myself to you, Father.
Yielding.
What you have.
You know, staying away from a little sleep, a little slumber. I remember one minister talking about how they couldn't stay awake in the morning. They knew that they were supposed to read their Bible.
Oh, yeah.
And so what they did is they stood on the side of a bathtub with their Bible in hand, so that if they started to fall asleep, I mean, they'd fall into the bathtub.
Yeah.
You'd do whatever it took to be able to read and get to that place where they were attentive to the Word of God, because the Word of God is important in our lives. And if we don't hear the Word, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We need more faith. We need more trust. We need that Word.
Mm-hmm.
We need to input. Mm-hmm. How are we going to do it practically every day? What are we going to do? What are those little things that we can do instead of a little sleep, a little slumber?
And by yielding, I don't think people understand this, but by yielding to the Father, you allow Jesus to perfect His redemption in you. And I know spiritually, but also in the soul and in our bodies.
Yeah.
And it allows Him to work and work and keep us. That's His role as a high priest.
Yeah.
But when we're sleeping, I'll just say this real quick, because I don't want to take but any time from you guys. But the Lord, I had about 2 years ago, I had some things go down where it was just emotionally and hurting. It was about the peak as I could possibly get. And I was hurt and I was just down. And I was like, kind of irreverently, but I'm like, Lord, the will that you have for me, like, I feel called to ministry, but I'm like, it looks impossible, so why are you calling me to this? I kind of like felt like that, you know, and I went to sleep and prayed in tongues. Long story short, He showed me a dream, and He showed me a dream of the body of Christ, and they were powerful, and they were washed, and they were in white linens, and they were joyous, but they were in power, and they were skipping across this land. And it was in reference to the scripture, and the Lord showed me the scripture when I woke up, and He said Ephesians 5:15, and He meant the passage. But it was funny, He said Ephesians 5:15, but when I read 14 first, so it was just the context of everything.
Yeah.
And so what I read was that manifested that body, you know.
Are you going to read the scripture?
Yes, I'm going to get to it. With wiping out all those things, but doing the will of the Father, powerful, the spotless bride.
Yeah.
And the 14 was awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead. I read that, and it hit me, and I started to cry.
Yeah.
And I was like shaking.
Yeah.
And then it goes on to say, verse 15, therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, redeeming your time, because the days are evil.
Yeah.
And it says, I'll get down, but it says, but understand the will of the Lord. Don't get drunk with wine, for it's dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
Yeah.
Waking up, arising, knowing the will of the Father, being filled, are all connected.
Yeah.
And it's that, and His will is called displaying the glory of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways, I want to share that scripture says, wake up, O sleeper, and arise. When I said that, the words the words are normally like 9 point. They look like 30 point on my Bible. That's what it looked like to me. I was like, oh, I was like, Father, I'm sorry.
Revelation,
you know?
Yeah.
So,
but it goes back to, like, for Canada and our national anthem, we used to sing it in school every morning. The other thing that we used to say every morning when I grew up in school was the Lord's Prayer: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I always go back to that, even teaching prayer. It's, you know, we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Yeah, yeah.
Thy will be done. What does that look like?
Yeah.
Thy will be done. Do we really mean it?
Yeah.
And it goes back to us individually.
Yes.
Corporately, it'll come. But first things first, it needs to be us individually taking that time, yielded vessel to God the Father. And taking that, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. I mean, every nation should be standing on guard for their own nation, but that's in our national anthem, to stand on guard for thee. What does that look like, standing on guard?
Yeah.
You know, again, even in my own family, we've got three kids. I know what that means, to stand on guard for my family, to be protective over my family, do whatever it takes so that, so that there's nothing that'll come in that will destroy my family.
Right.
So, you know, again, getting really practical. What does that look like individually? We talk about the plans and the purposes that God has for us individually. Like Dieter talked about, in the scriptures that we've shared already over the last couple of days, God has a plan for each and every one of us. God has a purpose for each and every one. Again, if you're listening to this today, God has a plan for you, and it's a good plan that if you've given up and you think, oh, so-and-so's way more equipped and he's better or she's better or she looks or he looks or he's got or she's got, you know what, it doesn't make any difference. He's got a plan for you. It doesn't matter if you came from Timbuktu, you know, where I grew up. You know, could anything come good, anything good come out of Prince George? Well, we did, right? And God looks at you, and it's good. He's made somebody that is good and has a plan that he needs you to fulfill that plan. So don't ever second-guess yourself that you are meant to fulfill the plan of God for your life.
Yes.
And so first of all, first things first, get yielded before God and ask him, what's your plan for me today? What's your will? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my life. Ask him that.
And you know, and it's not necessarily you say that and you expect thus saith.
Exactly.
You know, but there's the spirit inside of you. And the number one plan of the enemy for believers is to stop their rivers.
Yeah.
And it's to keep that river and to be filled.
Yeah.
And
be being filled.
Be being filled. And the number one thing the enemy will do, I'll tell you what he'll never do. He'll never point you to Christ.
Yeah.
So anytime it's me, I need to, you need to, even if it's spiritual and sounds Christian-y. Yeah. If it doesn't point to who Jesus is in you,
spend the time with God,
Father.
Yeah.
So I know we're getting up on time, and we're going to pick back up on this. So I know in the past couple of days, you guys can go online and check. If you want to give your contact info, Pastor.
Again, it's our website is billybrimcanada.com. You can give us a call at 1-877-868-8470, and mail is P.O. Box 285, Kelowna, BC V1Y9H2. BC standing for British Columbia.
Yeah, those are so much different than ours. Also, Billy Brim Ministries, our toll free is 1-800-972-3447. Our phone number, if you want to contact the offices, is 417-336-4877. Again, our website, billybrim.org, B-I-L-L-Y-E, Brim, B-R-I-M.org. And our mailing address, if you guys want to mail anything, it's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65616. It's been a blessing. We still have, I'm thinking, two more days. So, and if any in the past, if you want to catch up on our days, just go up onto our messages on the website. And we just appreciate you guys taking the time and listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And as my grandmother says, shalom, shalom.